Good morning, everyone. Here we are again. I'm Lori the Love Serpa, and you're listening to me on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I just took a big gulp of water right before I got on the air, and I ran in the other room just to grab my cards. I grabbed a different deck today, because I felt like switching it up a little bit. But today is Monday, November 3rd, 2025, and it is 10:03 a.m., and I'm very happy that you've chosen to join me today. See, I knew that was going to make me burp. I knew that drinking that much water before I go on the air was going to make me burp. And I've started to realize that what I eat and drink before I go on the air has a lot to do with the quality of my voice once I'm on the air. So I'm trying to see what I can do about that. But sometimes there isn't that much. But right now it feels like I need to clear my throat. So I apologize if I go quiet for a few minutes or a few seconds, but that's what's happening. So it's November, people. That is wild to me. One reason is because it feels to me like we just got done with the holidays, didn't we? Oh, no. And to me, I mean, I don't mean to be a party pooper, but like the holidays for me are kind of just something I would rather not have to deal with. I know that sounds terrible because so many people really love the holidays, and I don't blame you. I used to really love them. But I think if you've got, you know, a great family and like a whole huge community that hangs out together during events, then I think it's great. And I have community, but everybody sort of scatters and does their own thing at the holidays. So I would love to say that I have a big family, which I used to have, but I don't have anymore. So like I miss when, you know, the holidays come around and my mom used to do all the cooking. And my grandmother too. And they used to, two Italian women used to make this amazing, you know, huge Italian spread with more food than anybody could ever eat. And it's not like, you know, I'm sitting here pining away, wishing I could have that again. It's just that in my own way, I have accepted that, you know, I haven't had that for many years. And I'm okay with it. It's just like, it's the holidays for me are just another day. It's not really that big deal to me. And, you know, if I had more people around me, I'm sure it would be. But even then, I don't love having to go out and, you know, the stress of trying to shop and the stress of trying to buy everybody gifts. The Capricorn in me is like so loud and clear right now. It's like, we do not want to be bothered with having to look for gifts when we are forced to. We Capricorns love giving gifts when we want to, when we're called to, when we're inspired to. Like, I will give gifts for no particular reason, just because I see something someone likes and I know it's going to give them pleasure, and it gives me pleasure because it gives them pleasure. So I will buy something for someone just because I think they're going to like it, no matter what time of year it is. I don't love the responsibility and the pressure of having to go out at, you know, a specified time every year. Every damn year, to feel like we have to do this thing. Like, so So for me, honestly, I mean, spirit works in the most magical ways. And sometimes that's why I say negatives can be positives. I no longer have a big family, so I don't have to do any shopping if I don't want to. The only one I really buy for is like one or two people. But other than that, I don't do any Christmas shopping, and I am thrilled about that fact that I don't have to do that. And it sounds weird, but of course, like I say, I am a Capricorn. We're a little weird sometimes because Capricorns tend to think very differently than a lot of the other signs. I feel like Capricorns are less communal, and we're much more loners, and we're much more comfortable that way. Excuse me. We're okay by ourselves. You know, they say Capricorn doesn't need anybody, and it's actually true. We like being around people when we want to be around them, but we're kind of good by ourselves. And I've always been grateful for that fact, and I've always looked at other people who are not that way and kind of felt sorry for them. And this sounds terrible, I'm sure, to a lot of people, but I can understand in my brain why people feel the need to have a partner or to, you know, find love. And I can say that because I've already done it several times. And I've had love, and I know what that feels like. So maybe if you've never had it, that I can totally understand why you would want it. Because I did at one point too. Not in the way that some people like yearn for it. Like, it was just always something when I was younger, it was like, oh, wouldn't it be nice having a boyfriend? Yeah, that's cool. And it was fun, but I never really had that like need to that I never felt incomplete without someone else. And I also think that's partially because I'm a projector, and projectors in relationships are somewhat uncomfortable anyway. We especially with my design, my personal design, I am what's called a single definition. And when you're a single definition, as opposed to a split definition, you're good on your own most of the time, and you really don't need anybody else's input. And that's very much how I am. So it's kind of a dichotomy being me, I guess we'll say. Because I can definitely see how I am so okay by myself and love it in that place. And I can also see how when I'm with my best friend, for instance, like I was this weekend, how I simply do not want to leave her presence. I love being with her because she's so different than me, and yet she's so much like me in so many ways. And that, again, is a dichotomy. And I just think that, in many ways, we are all dichotomies, you know? We make sense, and yet we don't make sense. So I hope I'm making sense, at least somewhat. Because I really know that we are multifaceted beings, and there are just so many parts to us, so many aspects to who we are. And I feel all of this in myself and in other people, because I do feel other people. So yeah, it's something that just kind of came through me, and I've thought about it before. And it's just kind of a bizarre thing to know that you love. I love people because projectors are here for the other. And I love feeling into people's energy, and I love guiding them. And I love being able to do that. I'm grateful for that ability. Excuse me. But it's so lovely to come home to my own energy and to feel complete within that. Because so many people don't. And like I was saying, I observe people and everything that goes on with us all. And just seeing the number of women say, in a community that I was in, that was a women's community, Mama Gina's School of Womanly Arts, for instance, that was one of them. And just seeing the number of women who were pining for love. And it was heartbreaking. Like, I really could feel how incomplete they felt within themselves. And to me, that was really sad. And I was also very grateful that I didn't feel that way. And I don't mean this to sound like I don't feel for people, because I very much do. Because I could absolutely feel what they were feeling. And it felt so, like I said, heartbreaking and utterly, it felt like despair at times when I would feel these women who were aching for someone to love them. And I don't think anybody should ever have to feel that way, because it's just hard. And yet I know that, you know, everyone comes into this earth school with different lessons to learn. And obviously those were some of theirs. So I could only be the observer and learn from that, because it's what I do when I observe anybody doing anything. I learn from it. And I feel what they're feeling. I don't take it on, but I can feel it, and I can feel how hard that is. So that's not to say I'm not compassionate, because I totally am. And that's one of the reasons I'm here, because I know that everybody's going through something difficult, and I want to be able to help if I can. And I don't ever want to sound like, you know, I'm too good for that, or, you know, I don't need that. Of course, we all want to feel loved and cared for. And like I said, there was a time when I enjoyed love and loving my partner, you know, my husbands, I've had two, and my other long-term relationship with a guy that I dated for several years, and ultimately did not marry. But I've had love. I'm grateful for that love. And when we don't have the love that we think we need on the outside in the form of another human, we still always have the love that's inside of us, the love of spirit, the love of God. And I sometimes wonder if maybe that's why I feel more complete now. I definitely think that's part of it. Because I think when you know you have spirit, you don't feel lonely. You don't. Because spirit's always there. And if you could see the angelic beings surrounding you, I don't think you would ever feel lonely. But even if you can't see them, maybe you can feel them. So it's just something that I was not really thinking much about, but just something that came into my awareness, like in the last half hour before I came on the air. Actually, probably right when I came on the air. But yeah, I mean, I've looked at people throughout my whole life, and this is what I do, is I observe and I feel, and I just sense what's happening with somebody. So it's just an interesting thing, because sometimes I'll sense something happening with someone that will be something I've never really felt for myself. Kind of like what I'm talking about. And then there are things that have probably happened, you know, that I have felt that would be hard for someone else to imagine. I'm sure of it, you know, things that I've experienced that have seemed like very natural for me and part of who I am, and things that I can do that seem really crazy and like incomprehensible to someone else. I can think of a few things I've done that would be pretty incomprehensible to a lot of people. And yet I did them. Quite a few things, actually. And, you know, it's a part of our life. We go through our lives. And we do things that come up for us. Sometimes we don't plan them. They just happen. But I'm trying to charge my devices while we speak. But I did get some very great advice from one of my teachers recently. And what he said was something to the effect of, no matter what happens to you, even if you encounter something that's not what you'd hoped, if you can simply just kind of walk through it and deal with it as best you can. And like I'm always saying, you know, don't put up a lot of judgment about it and don't resist too much. And if you can just walk through life kind of taking things as they come and, you know, saying, okay, oh, well, this is happening and I'll deal with it as best I can. If we can just do that and realize that whatever's happening is really happening to get us on the other side to something better that we probably asked for before we incarnated into this body, we would be a lot better off. And we would probably get through the thing a lot more easily. And again, this takes practice. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do sometimes. But just knowing that information, that, okay, before I incarnated into this physical world, this earth school, I chose some lessons to learn. And I chose what I wanted. And I'm always refining my desire for what I want. We all are. So if I know that, then this thing, whatever might be happening, that might look pretty negative in the moment, might actually be the bridge to that thing that I asked for. I just might not be able to see it in this moment. Because, like, if you're, say you're in a relationship and, you know, it was going okay for a while, and then maybe, I don't know, maybe you're in a long-term, like a really long marriage of many years. Or any relationship. Say you've been with someone for a while and, you know, things were okay for a while. And now they're not. and you're trying to work on it and you're trying to work it out, and you kind of go back and forth, and because you feel like you invested time in this relationship, and you know, sunk cost fallacy. You don't necessarily want to like just up and run. You want to try and work it out because you care about the person. So you try and you try, and then you come to a point where sometimes you can work it out, and other times you realize that the best thing to do is to let it go. Or the other person decides that for you and says, hey, I'm out of here. You know, then you don't really have a choice. However, no matter whether you're the one deciding or they're the one deciding, it's still the choice is being made for you. Although you obviously have more input if you're making the choice yourself. But still, the end result is the same. And I find what happens if you're doing everything with the right intention and with great faith and with love, when you're doing everything from a place of love and not a place of fear, when you really want what's best for everyone, that if you lose someone or something, you know, in that way or a similar way, you know, somebody leaves your life that maybe you don't necessarily want them to leave, or you just kind of leave their life because you know it's just the best thing for both of you. If that happens, don't you think that spirit is going to provide a better situation for you? If you're strong and you're wise enough to let yourself realize that the one that you're leaving is ready to go. If something is done, it's done. A reason, a season, or a lifetime. People come into our lives for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And sometimes when that time is over, even if you've been with somebody a really long time, like years and years and years and decades, you know, even if that happens, sometimes you just know it's like, this is done. We're done. And sometimes things have to end in order for something better to start. And I don't always mean a totally new person. Maybe two people simply need to separate for a while to heal. Because often the universe will separate people so that they can heal, because they can't heal in the other's presence. Their energy is too enmeshed. And if you can't heal in someone else's presence, and you won't leave and they won't leave, sometimes the universe will divide you and separate you and force you in some way, you know, and will make someone leave and will make someone end things. And it gives you, when you're apart, it can give you the time. You know, that's why when married people get separated, it can give you the time to heal. So that once you're healed, maybe you remember who you are and you come home to yourself, because that's really what you're doing. You're not waiting for the other person to change. You're healing yourself. And once you heal yourself, you could see the bigger picture in a very different way and from a much higher perspective. And so once you can have that higher perspective after you've had a little time away from the person, you can be honest and see more clearly and see where maybe you did some things that you needed to heal, and hopefully you've healed them. And then you could see the things that they were doing and what was actually happening instead of what you thought was happening. Like if you thought they were trying to hurt you, and really they were just trying to get their needs met, or basically, or help you level up in some way that you were afraid of, you know, because we do that for each other in relationships. We try and if we see someone who we love really not stepping into their potential, I think it's a really natural thing for many of us to want to help that person step into their potential. And sometimes the person's just not ready to step there. Excuse me. Let me grab a drink of water. But like I was saying, if you love someone, you want the best for them. And oftentimes that can mean pushing them out of their comfort zone. And if they get too uncomfortable, they start pushing back, or they just take off and disappear. So a number of things can happen in these situations, but it always comes back around to everything happening for your highest good and the highest good of all concerned, which is again why I circle back and say what I said before, that if something's happening that doesn't seem to be, you know, too wonderful at the moment, and you're not really pleased with it and you'd rather it were different, that's fine and good, as long as we can deal with it as best you can and understand, because this will help, understand that this might be taking you to the thing that's even better. This might actually be helping you. Well, not might, but most likely it is helping you in some way to learn one of the lessons that you asked to learn. And some people call that karma. And I don't mean karma in a bad way. I mean karma. When I say karma, I mean lessons. Karma is lessons. That's really all it is. Karma is very neutral. It can be great or not so great, you know, but it's really neutral. And karma is simply something that you wanted to learn. And that's what it's doing. It's teaching you. So why wouldn't we want to learn what we came here to learn? That would be antithetical, wouldn't it, to why we're here? So I just thought that was kind of an interesting thing that happens to all of us in one way, shape, or form. Some way, shape, or form. So I should probably tell you how to go to the Facebook chat since we're halfway through the show. I'm sure most of you know how to do it, thank God. But in case you don't, just, and you want to go there because you can ask me questions when you go over there. I do like to answer questions. That's what I do best, actually. One of the things I do best. I do many things very well. And I will admit that because I'm good at some stuff. And not ashamed to say so. Okay. So go to your device and go to, I'm doing it at the same time, go to www.12radio.com, and that will take you into a page where there are some options on the left side, and one of them is chat. Once you've hit chat, and that will take you right into the 12 Radio Facebook page. And then if you just scroll down slightly, you'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And if you haven't joined the group yet, just go ahead and do that. And you'll be let in pretty quickly, I think. And then you can ask me questions. Oh, goody. you are all here. Look at that. All right. Hey, Pamela. And I heard it's your birthday tomorrow, Pamela. Happy birthday. another Scorpio, right? Yeah, Scorpio. Awesome. Yeah, I know quite a few Scorpios. I have Scorpio rising, so I love Scorpio energy sometimes. All right. Hey, Renee. So nice seeing all of you here today. And Job. Hey, Job. Job says, hi, Lori. I found out I'm a generator. Have you talked about the different types in human design? Yes, actually, I have, and I do often. And you say, you mentioned your projector. Besides projectors and generators, what are others? And what are the basic characteristics of each type? So I've actually done a couple shows on that. They may or may not still be in the archives. I don't think that some of my older shows are there anymore, because I think they only keep like 6 months of shows. But briefly, so when I talk about human design, I'm going to do more shows. I've been meaning to do that, actually, because one of my best friend is she's very knowledgeable about human design, and I had her on one time. Her name is Kat, and she has promised to come back on with me again and have another chat. An hour is so short, I swear. Once we get going, I wish we had 2 hours. Excuse me. Because it can really get in depth, but I will give you the basics. So basically the way the world works is this. There are five types in human design. And there are manifestors, and they are the ones that initiate and inform. And they're the ones that get things started. They get the idea, they start the project, and they don't always finish it. But what they do is they pass it off to the generators and the manifesting generators, who are geared to work at what they love. They have more energy. They have their sacral center, which is their energy center. And they take the job and run with it, and they get the work done. And the projectors are the ones who are the natural guides. And so we're the ones guiding the work. We can see the big picture, projectors. We can tell you how to do things better. And we're very intuitive in that way, that we can kind of like look at something and see the whole picture, which is very helpful if you're trying to get stuff done. And then the reflectors are the ones who basically look at everyone else and reflect back what they see. Because often it's hard for people to see themselves. So the reflectors do us a great service by actually reflecting what they're seeing and feeling from us. And that's because reflectors, manifestors, and projectors, we don't have energy centers. We sometimes have motor centers, which can give us, you know, a little bit of energy. But we get our energy from the generators and the manifesting generators. Because we're all connected through our energetic connection. You know, everyone is. And when I'm around, me personally as a projector, when I'm around a generator or a manifesting generator, I feel more energized in general if they're in a good mood. If they're not in a good mood, then I feel that too, and it doesn't feel as good. And a reflector would also feel that and would be able to reflect on what it is, you know, what they're feeling. So the difference between reflector and projector, though, is that reflectors just reflect what they're feeling. Projectors can like dive into why they're feeling what they're feeling and see like a bit bigger picture. So every sign every type has their specific gifts, and there's a lot more to it. You know, there are profile lines and there's like definition and there's just a lot of little details and other aspects of who you are. It's not just your type. We all have different gifts and different geniuses. So that's just a very basic synopsis of the five types. So thank you for that question. I appreciate that. I love talking about human design. I love talking. I love answering questions about it too. And hey, Rob. Rob says, I did my human design chart. So everybody's talking about human design. That's good. I like that. And so Rob says, did my human design chart. Looks intriguing, but I have no idea what it is telling me. This is going to obviously require a deep dive on my part for it to make sense. Did I do your human design, Rob? I don't think I did. I can do it and I can tell you a bunch of stuff if you want. But yeah, I can definitely do that for you. So let me know if you want me to. And Rob says, you haven't lived until you survived a Scotch, Irish, Polish family Christmas. You know, I'm sure you're right. Because I never have. Mine have been Italian and French. And slightly Greek. Because there's a little bit of Greek on my mom's side. But a few other things in there too. But it's either, I had two sides of my family. I had my father's side, which was the French side. Very French. And a lot of them were actually, I think they were, some of the married partners were Irish. So there were a lot of French people and some Irish people. And it was always so foreign to me because like all the whole Irish side were drinkers. I know that's a stereotype, but in my family, it happened to be true. So all the Irish people would drink all this beer. I was a little kid at the time and I would watch them all just drink the beer. And I'm like, and then they would start acting, you know, foolish. And I would look at them, you know, as a Capricorn, like, what in the world is wrong with you? And it kind of scared me because I was just a little kid. But I'm like, why are these people acting so weird and wild? And later I figured it out. But yeah, so the French side was very prim and proper. And the Italian side was loud and boisterous. That's all I can say. So the Irish people who were drinking and the Italian side of my family were, you know, jovial and kind of carefree. And then the French people would just kind of sit and judge, sit and judge everyone else, basically. But it's very funny coming from, you know, me looking from side to side, seeing very different people. Kind of comical. So, but yeah, I'm the Scotch, Irish, Polish. I can only imagine. I really can. Hey, Kat, I see you. She said, hi, everyone. Happy November. That is Kat, my best friend in the world, who is the one I was talking about, who is the expert in human design. And he's going to come on the show with me again one of these days. I promise. Hey, Pamela. She says, I'm being a request hog today. My birthday is tomorrow. Yay. May I have a message, please? Yes, you may. Okay, so oh, okay, Kat says, love the questions about human design. I know, me too. And Kat says, ooh, I like where Pamela is going. Can I also have a card pulled for my birthday month? Yes, you definitely may, because Kat's birthday is the end of this month. And see, I told you. Like, she's a Sag, but I know a lot of Scorpio Sages and people born this time of year. I always have Scorpio and Sag. I've had a lot of Scorpios and Sages in my life. My dad was a Sag, Sagittarius. I had a grandfather who was a Scorpio. My grandmother was also a Scorpio. They were married to each other. Imagine the fights. And I witnessed a few of them. So I can definitely tell you. And that was the Italian side too. So look out. Unfortunately, I don't think they ever threw anything, but things got pretty volatile occasionally. Yeah, the Italians can be volatile people. But I love that side of myself. I love the volatility. I've just learned to temper it and make it work for me, not against me. All right. Cat, yes, best friend. Best damn friend in the world, you are, for sure. You're so funny. All right, let me make sure I'm not missing everyone. Okay. Jean says, any messages from spirit? So many changes. Yeah, right? I heard a little about what was going on when you were talking with Kat on her show, Kat, Psychic Kat. I know like 5 cats and they're all like close to me. So it's like, it's interesting. My life is very, I have to specify which cat I'm talking about. So there's best friend cat, psychic cat, a few other cats. All right. Yes, Kat says, yes, that love from within that comes from God is really all there is. Absolutely. Because you can't always depend on, you know, the physical reality of things, because that changes. It's all energy anyway. It's all an illusion. Everything you see, this isn't real. This world is not really real. It feels it and it looks it, but it's actually not. It's all energy. And that's why, you know, people die and things happen. People leave. Yeah, Pamela says, sometimes when you ache for love from someone, I think it's a sign that you need to love yourself more. Yeah, 100%, Pamela. 100%. Without a doubt. Like, that is a fact. Everything is happening for me. Yes, Tara, it is. And if you look at it that way, you'll realize that, yeah, this screwed up looking thing that seems to be happening is actually happening for me, because down the road, I'm going to see why this is happening. And what I find is I can usually see the reason really quickly. You know, you have to look for the gift in stuff that doesn't seem to be so great, because there's always a gift. And it shows up pretty quick if you really look for it. And if you really allow yourself to not resist it, not resist what's happening, and just sort of allow it, you know. Energy shifts. Oh, yeah. Kat says, everything is working out in my favor. Absolutely. Hey, Edward. Blessed morning, he says. I have nothing to ask today, but happy to be here. Well, I'm happy to have you here, Edward. Very, very happy. Hey, Quelly. You know, I'm still saying hi to people, and it's like 45 minutes into the show. Oh, Job says, thank you, Lori, for your excellent answer. You're so welcome. That was very basic, but there's so much more. There are some really good books and teachers out there, Job. And in a pinch, I like to use the Neutrino app. It's Neutrino. It's in the App Store. You can just get it. And that'll give you a lot of information, too. Because I know the way the chart looks, it looks completely foreign. And you don't know what it is until you actually start to read about it. And Tara is a generator, too. Yeah, the generators and manifesting generators are most of the population, like 80%. And the rest of the 20% is made up by projectors, manifestors, and reflectors. So that's why if you meet a bunch of people, most of them are going to be manifesting generators and generators. And you'll find a few projectors in there. And if you're lucky, you'll find a reflector and a few manifestors as well. It's just funny how that works. Okay, Rob says, you've never done my human design chart that I recall. I'll send you what I received. So any enlightenment you could offer would be greatly appreciated. Okay, great. Perfect. Or you can just send me your birth date, birth time, and birthplace, and I can look it up in my app. That way I'll have you in my Neutrino app, which is where I like to keep everybody anyway. Because that way I can look you all up. So, it's Pamela's birthday tomorrow, so I'm going to pull a card for her and see how much time we have for everybody else. Not that I want to be dismissive, I don't. I just know that we have an hour here, and right now I only have about 7 minutes. Actually, 6 minutes. No, 7 minutes. So, Pamela, for your birthday. I'm using my round card deck that is called Mother Peace. And I'm not sure if it was you or someone else who, I think it was someone else who reminded me of the name, because I was trying to figure out which card deck it was that I had used when I studied mediumship. Ooh, medical mediumship. Cards are falling out. With Dr. Mona Lisa Schultz a while back. And I couldn't remember the name of the deck that I loved so much. And this is it. Someone told me. So, okay. So, Pamela, what I'm sensing is that it's the, first of all, it's the Nine of Wands. Okay, this is actually a tarot deck. And so what I'm going to tell you what I'm sensing first. So what I'm sensing is a woman who is kind of bearing her soul and really trying to look into what it is that she wants out of life. You have many different things that are igniting your interest, and you're trying to figure out which way to go. So I really want to let you know that the way to figure that out is to follow your joy. This card has the image of a nude woman sitting with her legs crossed with 9 torches behind her. And there's a couple of snakes on either side of her. And the Nine of Wands card itself has to do with hopes and fears, and usually both. It's a reality as well as a hope and a fear, it says. So I am not a tarot expert by any means. Serena would probably be the one to talk to you for that. But I'm going by, first I'm going by what I'm sensing, and then I'm going by what it says here in the book. So your energy is in reserve, stored up for when you decide to use it. And it feels to me like what I said before is kind of what you're doing. So that feels correct. Because what I said was that you have some choices, and you really are not sure. So I would go with the one that either gives you the most pleasure, the most joy, the most feeling of fulfillment. And I would also caution you to remember that pleasure isn't always pleasurable. So it might be something that you've wanted for a while, but that requires some devotion and hard work to get there. But ultimately, you would be having something that you really want. So in that case, that's what I mean when I say pleasure is not always pleasurable. It may not be pleasurable in the moment, except for the knowledge that, oh my goodness, I am working towards what I really want, and eventually I will get there and have it. So for your birthday, I want to encourage you to really look at what lights you up, because that's going to be the key to making your choices, no matter what they are. Okay. So happy birthday, Pamela. I hope that helps. I love this deck. It's great because it only tells me a little bit about, you know, what the tarot says and what it means. And I can kind of just sense whatever else is happening, which I like doing. Okay, let me find my phone again. What did I do with it? Okay, there it is. Because I have all of you on my phone as I speak into my microphone. And if I misplace my phone, I won't be able to see the Facebook chat. All right, let's see. All right, and it's Kat's birthday this month too, so I really wanted to have more time for this. We only have 2 minutes. But let me try and do this kind of quickly. All right, Kat, I'm going to do the same thing for you. So you got the... It says the priestess and the swords, okay? What I'm sensing here is... It's a picture of a woman cloaked in a robe. And there is a... It looks like some kind of... Like a half bird... have something else flying in front of her. And so it's like there's a high point where the bird is carrying a gift and you are allowing, and then there's little sparkles coming from the bird onto you. So it's like the bird is carrying the gift and the bird represents a lofty goal or a desire. And I feel like it's sprinkling you with the energy of feeling like what it feels like to have that goal. And you're facing in the direction of the desire. When I say goal, I mean desire, because I know that word can be weird for a woman, especially. I feel like you might be doing some traveling, actually. To places that like you might not have thought of before. And it's just going to really lead you to where your desires want to take you. And it's going to be really fascinating. This is actually... I don't know about for you, but for me, this feels really new because, you know, we talk all the time. But I have to end the show, and I really wanted more time for this. Jean, I'm going to pull a card for you, and I'm going to put it in the chat because I know that you were having some issues. So let me do that. But I'm so sorry I have to go. I really wish I could embellish and not embellish, but expand more on what I was saying, because I do feel... I feel a lot of interesting stuff happening for you, Kat. I really do. And it's all good too. But it's going to be kind of wild and fun to navigate. Okay. I'm so happy that you were all here with me and I wish I had more time. Like I said, I definitely need a couple of hours. But I'm going to invite you back next week, and I hope that you will all join me again here. And I'm just thrilled that you've been here, and I appreciate all of your energy. Because if I can feel all of you, then I can help try and give you what it is that will help you the most. So thanks for being here, and be here again next week with me. You've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, right here on 12radio.com. where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Stay tuned for Serena. Bye, everybody. I love you.